Good question there, Scott.
I just wanted to ask the panel members about circulating tumor cells and, A, whether or not they believe in that technology, and if they do believe in it in the metastatic setting, whether or not there's any role to believe that it may be helpful in the neoadjuvant setting where you still have a tumor burden that's in the body and whether or not that may help define what the best regimen is, at least preoperatively.
That's a great question. Do you see circulating tumor cells in the neoadjuvant setting?
I never order the test. I believe the technology. That is to say, I believe that if you have the leukemic phase of breast cancer and you can find circulating cells, and I think they can with these very rare events, that that's probably not a good thing, and that it probably does portend a worse prognosis. But the dilemma is that there are not data as yet to suggest that small changes in the burden of circulating tumor cells are sufficient for making treatment changes. So switching from one chemotherapy to another or instituting chemotherapy when you would not have otherwise. The other dilemma is that there's a much older literature looking at bone marrow micrometastases from Braun and people like that, and they've shown that the presence of micrometastatic disease in the bone marrow is an adverse prognostic factor, which of course makes sense. But the curious thing is that not everybody with that develops metastatic breast cancer. In fact, a lot of those patients who have immunohistochemically detected cells in their bone marrow live 25 years without recurrence of breast cancer. So it probably isn't good for you, but how bad for you it is not clear. And again, the real issue is it therapeutically helpful? When they updated this at ASCO, they showed these data that if you had more than 5 circulating tumor cells, you were more or less doomed, that you were going to be dead within a year no matter what happened. And I guess I don't actually find that kind of data particularly helpful for patients.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.